There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? I just won a big prize.
Did you call?
I did.
Christ, tell everybody what you did.
I will. After I introduce everybody who's here, Molly Page, the news sage, is here with a story about insurance in our country, how things are getting better. Kenny Kessler. Kenny's not here, though. So Richie is here, and Rich McFadden is interested in the new car that I just won. I won a car.
Doug won a car.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Right. There is a promotion for a new travel company, and strangely enough, I almost choked. I called up. So in the last hour, I said, I got this thing in the mail, and I opened it up, and the numbers matched, so I've won something, a TV or a trip or...
Did you call them?
I did.
And?
So I called, and they're mining for information.
Yep.
Much as they can get.
I have to go over your credit card number.
With my significant other to a an event that will explain what I've won. But the worst that I could do is win that TV set. How much do you want those Samsung 51-inch TVs?
No, the worst you could do is win a cruise.
Yeah, I suppose.
Cruises yeah, you could are be worthless. Captive.
Right. Why are they worthless?
Cruise. I mean, cruises are what, $300-$400 for a 7-day cruise now or something?
That is, and
they won't pay to get you there.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, cruises aren't big money, so they'll probably do that. The TV's probably worth anywhere from $800 to $1,500, depending on the TV.
All right, the car's worth, what, $35,000?
$35,000, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's
how
the
many
ticket.
How many of those are you thinking you're going to get?
Not a shot. Not a chance. You win that. Not even close.
People are funny, aren't they? Well, but she said to me, the reason you got this letter is because we don't want to spend money on radio advertising.
Oh, that was smooth.
Obviously, you don't have too much information on me then, do you?
No, and I didn't give her that information.
That's funny.
I thought it was. All right. Let me start with this, and then Molly's going to update us on the insurance story. State Department, let's get the government in the focus here. State Department computer system that normally processes 50,000 travel visas a week at this time of year isn't working. What great management! This time of year, and they don't do service, there's a hardware failure, and this has been a problem for the last couple of weeks. So people who need a visa or have scheduled, let's say you bought a ticket to go to Bulgaria, and you bought the ticket a month ago, and you applied 2 weeks ago for your visa. I don't know that. Well, that's probably not a good example. It's the other way around more than anything else. People coming to our country need visas. At any rate, no matter what, you can't get them. So the tourist business is being affected, and these people mumble and fumble around. Why don't they have a backup, especially at this time of year? Am I the only one who's smart enough to think of that? Why in the world?
Apparently so.
Yeah, apparently I'm the only one to think about it. So another black eye for the government. All right, so this is a good story, I guess, depending on your point of view. Those of you who don't like the Affordable Health Care Act, you can close your ears. My position on this, Molly, just before you tell us what the actuality is here, I have not been a fan of what was passed. I think the idea behind it was excellent. I think that giving or having people earn or somehow or other be provided with health care or health care services would have been a great service to our country. Unfortunately, this bill is not about health care. It's about insurance. It's an insurance bill. It doesn't give you better health care. Matter of fact, the health care sucks. Health care in this country is horrible in compared to other progressive countries, and it's getting worse because of this bill, which gives it takes the money away from the system and puts it in the hands of people who are administrators.
So you would have been better with Medicare for All?
I don't know that I'd be better with Medicare for All. I think the Medicare system works to a point. But any of these government systems, it doesn't make a difference which one, whether it's Social Security, Medicare, these ideas have great roots. And the positive benefits the aspects of it that were going to be good for people, well-intentioned, but they've become, like every other damnable government program, overrun with people who don't know what they're doing, and they screw things up, and as a result, we have a lot of problems.
And as a result, every single one of the employees here at the network pays anywhere from $200 to $500 more a month for their insurance.
Right, yeah. There are a few exceptions to that, and they're on the lower end of the scale. Lower income people are getting
some people have
better
been
benefits.
Yeah,
yeah. Right.
Well, some people have been helped, but more.
So the idea of providing the insurance, and I don't know, I never figured out how to do it. It wasn't my job. I just know that what is now before us isn't the best that it could have been. And I guess I'm naive enough or enough for Pollyanna. I'd like to think that people were motivated, whether they're in business or in government or wherever they are, to do the best thing, the right thing for the right reason. But there are so many different points of view and so many different axes to grind and so many bulls to gore or whatever, however that expression goes.
So would a single payer be better, in your opinion?
I don't know. I know at this point, because I'm on Medicare, I understand how the system works.
Yeah.
And it's very expensive for the taxpayer, the people who are paying into it, get that. But I like it because there's no trail for me. I have all of the support insurance that goes along with Medicare, so I don't have to worry about if I need to be hospitalized, what'll happen. And it costs me, I don't know, I think $104 a month for my extra care, in addition to the Medicare premiums that come out of my monthly Social Security check, which are a couple of $100. And that's it.
Well, good for you.
So, but that doesn't mean I think it's right.
So I'm getting killed.
Of course you are. And so is everybody else who's got a family and
makes
decent money. Everybody, and that's the problem with all of this stuff. It takes from the rich to give to the poor. And you know, there are circumstances in which some people find themselves that is not unacceptable, but unfixable. There are those people who don't have a choice as to where they are, what they're doing, what's their body problem, what's their mental problem. They can't get a job. They don't have the ability to pay. They have to be taken care of. Those people we need to take care of. It's our duty as a society to take care of people who can't take care of themselves.
I'm not rich.
But I'm... Yes, you are. You're Rich McFadden.
Yeah. Well, in that way, yes, I am.
No, you're a moderately paid individual who has responsibility. You got a mortgage to pay. You got car payments to pay.
Yep.
You got children to feed.
Yep.
You got a wife who likes expensive clothing.
She actually doesn't.
No, I know she doesn't. I'm being facetious on
that. But still, yeah.
She's very reasonable.
I got bills.
Still, you got bills.
Right.
Yeah.
One thing about this that is good, though, I think, is that insurance companies can't turn you away from pre-existing conditions.
Yeah, no, the insurance companies were screwing people.
That it wants to do.
Yeah.
And that it's trying to help the people that it's trying to help.
So it has good intentions.
It has good intentions.
Yeah.
Just
horribly executed.
Oh.
And it was a payoff to the insurance company.
Right.
That's all it was.
So I don't want to take away what people have received. I just want to...
Well, fix it.
Yeah, because I'll tell you what. I'm paying myself, I'm paying one person's insurance per month, somebody else's insurance per month, and what my rates went up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, $300 a month.
Yeah. $300. That used to be what my insurance was six or seven years ago.
So the bottom line here, though, in terms of stats, which is what we were looking at as we started this, Molly.
Yeah.
Millie.
It's okay.
Millie's going, woof, woof, woof. Millie, by the way, is the dog, and Molly is the lady who's on the air. And we do these back and forth. We call the dog Molly all the time. Molly, Millie, Millie, Molly.
Aww.
Anyway, so the poor have gotten taken care of better.
Yes, millions of people have actually gained health insurance the first year the Affordable Care Act took effect, so last year. In 2014, 36 million U.S. residents were uninsured on the day they were surveyed. That's a decline of 8 million people, over 2%, 2.9 percentage points from the year before that. So the Affordable Care Act, as you said, a lot of people against it, but the new CDC data does show that it is a success in the central aim of helping people obtain insurance.
Yep.
And what's interesting is kind of the breakdown of each state on who has insurance and who doesn't. In Oklahoma and Texas, over 21% of residents are uninsured.
Really?
More than eight times as big a share as Hawaii, where it's just 2.5%. Then Massachusetts and Delaware have the next lowest rates to Hawaii, while Alaska and Florida have the next highest after Oklahoma and Texas.
All right, well, the bottom line is the more people have insurance, that would be nice if they could run the system a little bit better. Why can't we? People say, well, the good news is, why couldn't it be good news all the way around? Why couldn't it just be something that really was practical, really incentivized health care and health, not just fixing you when you're when you've screwed your body up, but in preventative terms, how about encouraging people to eat the right foods? How about encouraging people to exercise? How about encouraging people to understand how their body works? All of these things could have been part of it. All
belong. But look at how much blowback Michelle Obama gets when she talks about eating fruits and vegetables and her MOVE program. And everybody tells us, you know, don't tell us Americans what to do.
That's because, and some of those people.
Michelle Obama looks fantastic.
I'm not talking about that. The hypocritical part of this is a husband smokes. I wasn't thinking about it that way.
Well, and one side of the White House is attacking farmers, while the other side of the White House is saying, grow more vegetables.
Yeah, right. The other, the White House and the administration are trying to push farmers out of business.
Well, let me see. I got the EPA to attack the farmers. Oh,
yeah,
right. What'd you do today?
We're
going
to make dust
the problem.
Yeah. They're just such hypocrites. Oy. All right.
Can't have your own seeds anymore, though.
How would you like to own a piece of American history? GovPlanet. Part of the Iron Planet family, leader in online auctions. In this case, they're auctioning government and military surplus to the thrill of people who want to buy these Humvees, these cargo trucks, these utility vehicles, the kitchen trailers, all these things that have been in use and service to our country now are for sale, and you can buy them. The 24th of June happens to be upon us. And if you go online to GovPlanet, you can register to buy these things. Register, you get the information. I think that's really the place to go first is GovPlanet, the Humvee sale. Go there and get the story about these Humvees. Look, well, there's a bunch of other stuff that's for sale as well, but look at what they have, the quality of the vehicles, all is because of the inspections they do, all is right there for you to look at. If you're handy, you can buy one cheaply and you can fix it up a little bit, and you'll have something that you can sell and make some money on, or you'll enjoy driving and having it around. Preview the items, see the photos, browse the inventory, bid on the items. All you have to do in terms of using your mobile device is text the word Doug, D-O-U-G, to 511-511. Registration is on Government Planet. It's GovPlanet. Sorry, I keep doing that. GovPlanet.com. That's free. Text the word Doug, D-O-U-G, to 511-511 to see all the items in the huge Humvee auction, which is upon us. Doug, to text Doug, D-O-U-G, to 511-511.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
More than 65 million people provide care for a family member or friends in need. The average caregiver gives 20 hours per week, with 13% spending 40 hours or more. One quarter of caregivers say their own health is fair or poor. If you're a caregiver, your independently owned Health Mart pharmacist salutes you and wants you to know they are there to help. From medication management to expert advice to just a friendly person to talk with, Health Mart cares about caregivers. Find your local Health Mart at healthmart.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The first week of summer, so let's celebrate with some more of the great summer music that has been part of the tradition for years. Chicago starts.
Saturday, give me a call. I think it was the 4th of July.
And from there, we go to Jan and Dean. This is more of my cup of tea. That bum that was Mr. Wilson, Brian's father, gave these guys a start and gave them half of the Beach Boys music because he was upset. No, what?
No.
Yes.
Brian Wilson gave them the music. Brian Wilson wrote this song for them.
Right, but then the father managed them, I think.
The father freaked out. Yeah, and then I think the father went and managed them.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So the father freaked out because Brian was like, it's a good song. Yeah, they're good guys. I just gave it to them.
Yeah. All right. Summer songs include Summer Rain, Johnny Rivers song.
Love this.
I think it's a great song.
Summer rain taps at my window.
He had a lot of soul in his voice.
Sure did.
Lots of soul. He got hit over the head with a hammer by somebody. Basically, well, that was sort of a mugging, as I remember.
I don't remember.
Yeah. It kind of happened the same time Jack Anderson got hit over there with a pipe in Washington. I remember that. That's how he put the two of them together, because they were both mugged. Bruce Springsteen, Girls in Their Summer Clothing.
Girls in Their Summer Clothes.
Celebrating summer 2015 with some of the great summer music. This one comes from my era of the first summers. Felix Cavalieri and the Rascals. Oh my God.
On a Sunday afternoon.
Super duper song. Mid-60s.
All these songs come from your generation.
Yeah, most are. The next one's even better, Richie.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Occasions.
I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Watching girls go by.
My.
I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher.
Keep your feet Sit Still. And this one's on. Whether you know it or you don't know it. What are you laughing at?
It's a great day. Silly song.
All right. Why not have a good time?
The good old days.
Yep. All right. Yeah.
And it gets even better. Here we go.
Before we had the Unaffordable Health Care Act. Chad and Jeremy. Crank this one up, Richie.
Trying to find a song that's after 1980 in here anywhere.
See, how about the Go-Go's? That would be after 1980. Right?
Yeah, let me see. I got to jump over Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny.
Right, you can play that first then if you want.
You know what? I'll stop here for you got to do Under the Boardwalk. That will bring it current.
See, now you're somewhat prepared. This is an older song, but it has legs. Still works. Benny King, when he was the lead singer of the Drifters. And Under the Boardwalk, which was a focus on Atlantic City.
Under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
And all kinds of things going on under there.
Really, there wasn't any summer music made after 1985.
Right, is that when the Go-Go's? This is 85, huh?
Yeah, 85, 86.
With that comes a song going back to the 60s by The Happenings.
Yes, of course.
In September. La, 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 la.
You remember
Shindig? All right. Beach Boys. Come on, the Beach Boys music works no matter when you play it. This is such great. Oh, my God, this is great stuff. Listen to that, hitting the drums and the bells and the whatever else it is that they're hitting there. This is the movie about Brian Wilson that's out right now. You see him in the studio with a wrecking crew, and it's just fabulous to see how they figure some of this stuff out. And who could forget, for summer, the Rivieras in California Sun. In the warm California sun.
28 past the hour.
28 after on good day.
That's what he said. What's your taste,
Tommy? Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed. I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You out there who've already signed up for Rite Aid's new Wellness Plus with Plenty card, we'd like to say thanks a million. Actually, thanks millions with an S. Because to date, Plenty members have earned millions of dollars worth of Plenty points, which can be used for savings at Rite Aid and certain Plenty partners. So get in, get your new card, and get online to finish signing up at Plenty.com. Then use your points for savings today with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at Plenty.com.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $200 on select laptops.
Offer ends 6/27/15 in-store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dorey, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The hour, Molly Page, the news age, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. With those of anybody who likes to worry, let's give people something to worry about. Armageddon's coming. ISIS will be here next week. Let's see, what else can we? We have problems with skinny jeans that you could worry about. Then there's
your circulation.
Yeah. Die tomorrow. Wear those jeans today and die tomorrow. And then there's the problem of Lyme disease and how it is connected to the two escapees who are running amok in wooded areas of maybe New York, Vermont, I don't know where they are. But
you think that by running through the woods they got bitten by a tick and they're going to die of Lyme disease?
It could be, Richie.
That's one way to take care of them.
Get rid of them
that
way.
To worry about.
Yes, well, that's what I'm... Now, the people who are chasing those escapees also seem to be concerned about Lyme disease, right?
Well, apparently so, according to Doug Steffen.
Doug Steffen is in the know and on the go.
All right.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Okay, so authorities are still searching for these two escaped inmates, Sweat and Matt, and they believe they were at a cabin in northern New York State. Mm-hmm. They know this from DNA they got from different items.
No, come on, it's underwear. Get to the point.
You just want me to get right to the underwear.
I didn't. Well, did anybody say whether they were boxers or briefs? That's the question everybody wants
boxers.
To know. Boxers, okay.
Yes. Not that I
was. So how did these guys, did they have somebody give them new underwear, or are they doing the commando thing?
You know, I've not talked to them about that.
Really?
So,
which would you prefer? You can tell the story any way you want. Nobody's going to know.
The boxers or briefs?
No.
Or
whether they have no underwear on at all at this point.
No, I don't want to think about that, really.
Fresh change of clothes? Do they have new clothes? Are they still in...
I would imagine they've stolen clothes by now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so. Because, you know, there's nothing worse than a prisoner on the run unless they're a naked prisoner on the run. Mm-hmm. Going through the woods, there's ticks, there's Lyme disease.
There's thorny bushes.
Thorny bushes.
Ouch.
Yeah. But they did find boots, socks with blood on them, the boxer shorts, and fingerprints.
It gives new meaning to scratching your butt, Richie.
Thank you.
Did it need new meaning?
How's it going down with the weeds, everybody?
All right, next.
Mm-hmm.
The United States of America has surveyed, and I don't know, but I'd like to know, how much money is spent every year in your tax dollars and mine doing surveys, finding out what's going on? For example, home rental prices climbing across the country. We needed to have a survey done.
So you want to do a survey on surveys.
Yeah, right, exactly. So New York and San Francisco, big time. But places that you wouldn't have thought, like Jackson, Mississippi, where we're heard, hello. Portland, Maine, where we're heard, hello. And the real estate information suggests that prices nationally have climbed by 4% from a year ago. Now, that doesn't seem like it's a lot, but when you consider inflation is by 1%, this is pretty steady rising
cost. But
home
sales are up, too.
Yeah.
So usually rents go up when people can't afford to get into a home, and
yep.
so they rent.
Yep.
So if more people are buying homes, why are rents going up?
Because there was, since 2008, there's been a building shortage. People
right.
haven't decided to build, whether they be apartments or single-family homes.
Just less homes on the market means...
Right. Prices go up.
Right.
And the prices where I am are up 20% from where they were last year.
And for rentals?
No. Well, buying and rental, everything.
Wow.
And the value of land is up.
I'm seeing houses in our neighborhood. One day, boom.
Gone.
Sign up, sign down.
Right. Yeah. That's what's happening. And yours is a popular price neighborhood. What is it, about 700? Isn't that neighborhood about 700?
Just back of that, yeah, 600s.
Yeah. Right, yeah. All right, so anyway, that's the... In terms of what we ought to know, or what you need to know, or what you think about what's going on in the economy, a lot of people say, oh, the economy sucks. Well, the economy's not great for the average person, but yet they're figuring out how to make things work, which is probably a better thing. You know, I compare this circumstance to what it's like in England. If you ever visit England and you realize how expensive it is to do things there, to live there, to rent hotels, anything like that, and then you understand what the average Brit makes in pay, the average Brit makes from one-third to one-half what we do for doing the same thing. And yet the expense to live there is extraordinary. It's
outrageous. We ought to pass a law here
yeah.
to help them there.
Yeah, let's help them out a little bit. The folks at NASA, prepping this mission to search for life on one of Jupiter's moons. Story today at DougStephan.com. Europa, one of the big moons around Jupiter. Jupiter, are we unique in this? I'm going to think about this for a second.
That only has one moon.
Are we the only one that has one moon?
Well,
what about
that's
Mars?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Moon.
Somebody will figure out.
Moon River.
So NASA's getting ready to send a spacecraft to Europa to find out what life is like on the right side of Mars. So they can figure out, Jupiter. I say Mars, I mean Jupiter.
Huh.
There is water, maybe. There is life, maybe. So they want to they want to be able to video and get this stuff back. Why did you just go, huh?
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, maybe I'm not ready.
Moons in our solar system.
Uh-huh.
Mercury, zero.
No moons.
Venus, zero.
Really?
Earth, one.
Yeah.
Mars, two.
Right.
Okay, I knew about the Earth and the Mars.
Jupiter has three, I think, doesn't it?
Here's where you're about to get just absolutely crushed. Jupiter, 63 moons.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Saturn, 62 moons.
Really? Gives new mooning to...
Uranus has 27 moons.
It certainly does.
We knew that already.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Neptune has 13 moons. Pluto has 5 moons, apparently on this dwarf planets.
Right.
Haumea has 2 moons.
Mm-hmm.
Makemake, Makemake has zero moons.
Macarena.
And Eris has one moon.
All right.
62 and 64 moons.
Here's the quiz. Do you know how moons were created?
They broke apart from whatever, and they're large enough, and they get into the gravitational pull of whatever planet is closest to them. Something like
that. Yeah, it's close. There is usually seismic activity that hits the planet and breaks out. The seismic activity is so severe that it breaks apart or breaks off a piece of the mother planet. So you can imagine how many seismic occurrences. So all those planets that you named are way beyond where we are in our solar system, which gives us cause to think, if we're thinking about this, that if they had, because of the seismic activity there, that many hits that far out, the people who are theoretically, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm wondering if it isn't, the odds are where all the seismic activity happened further out in the galaxy, is it just a matter of time before some of that stuff creeps in and gets closer to the sun and hits us on the Earth? So we think that the dinosaur extinction was a big seismic event. It was, because it changed the atmosphere of the Earth for a million years, and everything that was alive on the Earth died. So then it rejuvenated, and but this is only 65, 70 million years ago. If you go back to, we're talking about billions of years now, when whatever occurred, I mean, I've read all kinds of things. How do you know whether this is true? I mean, this becomes conjecture after a while, because who really knows what happened? We have these theories about how the Earth was formed, how the planets are formed, how the galaxies are formed, how the solar systems are formed. Why do we rotate around the sun?
Just
what is there about the energy
everything
there?
Everything is a theory.
Of course it is.
I mean,
nobody
even when
knows.
You're talking medicine, they practice medicine because it's basically a theory.
Yeah.
And if moons did break off from other planets, or how did it get perfectly round?
Well, because it went around and around and around.
Earth, wouldn't that have made us look like a snowman?
Yep. Something has happened over these millions and billions of years that smoothed out the surface of the Earth.
Yeah, I mean, it's like keeps spinning and spinning and spinning, sure.
Right. Well, it's also the plates. What we don't know is the
Botox,
right? Is the plates underneath the surface of the planet. Same thing it would make sense as developed in case of the moon.
To answer your question, go to Mount St. Helens and look at the video from when it erupted. I love Mount St. Helens.
Yeah.
From when it erupted to now. And you see how the mountain basically grew back.
Mm.
And it's amazing to see. So, yes, Doug, you're right. The plates from it push out and form everything.
Why would you say, Doug, you're right? Like it was a question about whether I'm right.
You got one.
Of course I'm right. They're all.
Congratulations.
The story is that I'm not responsible for any. Well, I'm responsible for my own information, but I did wrap myself around a story that we have today at DougStefan.com. 17 before the hour.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press pause. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You got to get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of choice hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Nothing says summertime quite like outdoor entertaining, but nobody wants pesky bugs to ruin the party. Entertainment expert Mark Silverstein suggests keeping your body cool helps keep away these unwanted guests. But trap mosquitoes, biting flies, and moths without pesticides with Dynatrap.
Dynatrap is the perfect solution to trapping mosquitoes, biting flies, and moths without pesticides. It's environmentally friendly and won't harm your kids, your pets, or your garden, so you can say goodbye to sticky, smelly bug repellent. It's easy to set up with no installation required. Just plug it in and on it goes. The ball blasts all summer, and Dynatrap is noiseless and odorless.
Smoke from your grill also helps keep the bugs away, so fire it up. We love hot dogs.
Americans buy 9 million a year. Try 100% beef Ballpark Park's Finest Frankfurters.
Ballpark Park's Finest Frankfurters are a premium line of hot dogs made with 100% beef. They're packed with big, bold flavors and seasonings you can see.
Learn more at videopump.tv.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
You're getting very sleepy. Sleepy. You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session.
Huh?
Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
La, 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 la. Here's the story of Anna Ramirez.
Yeah, who's she?
She lives in a home.
Okay.
And the home was in Miami.
All right.
And when she got home, all of her belongings were on the front lawn.
Ooh, boyfriend problems.
No.
Evicted?
Her home was sold by her bank.
Oh.
The bank mixed up some things and accidentally sold her home. Why, she was trying to modify her loan. Exactly the same thing happening to me in Los Angeles. Exactly.
They threw your stuff out on the front lawn, too?
No, yeah, because they can't get in. That I've kept them from doing. Anyway, it isn't clear what happened. The bank actually had been trying to fix the situation, but as is the usual case with these big banks, Washington Mutual taken over by Chase. I know the old Washington Mutual because that was where my mortgage was in California. They were sold or they went out of business during the 2008 crash, and so Chase bought it,
yep.
Screwed everything up. So now this
well,
woman...
Guess now Wells Fargo has it, right?
No, no.
You're on the same plan. It's you're a, Washington Mutual, then Chase, now Wells Fargo.
Well, no, it's a, well the company that services the mortgage. See, now...
I get a new mortgage book about every 3 months.
Yeah, from a new servicing company.
Yeah.
It's not the bank that buys that. It's a servicing company. Like my house in California is serviced by SMS, something solutions, I don't know, whatever it is. But they screwed everything up with me, and now they're in court with me, and they're not going to be happy with what comes out of it. And this woman as well. She'll get the house back and they'll have to give it to her because of what they've done. She didn't like it because they foreclosed on her and they made a mistake.
This whole thing is such a mess.
And she'll get the house and it won't cost her anything. She'll get the house back for nothing. That's probably what's going to happen to me in California. I'll get the house back for nothing because they so screwed it. And most people, as I said earlier, don't force the issue. When they have a problem, they just walk away. Not me. And this lady now, in the same boat, if you will, she'll if she's smart, get a good lawyer. She'll find a way to get her house back from them, and they'll have to forfeit the loan because they violated three or four different sections of the law in Florida, as these people did in California. Pretty interesting how it works. But, man, these banks made a mess of pretty much everything.
Whole process of the housing crash has been a mess. The way it was handled by the government, the way it was handled by the banks, the way it was handled by the
corruption
consumers.
Central.
Who went out and said, okay,
Too many people buying a million dollar house and pay for them.
$1,500 a month.
Down.
Suckers.
Yeah. And plus, they put $2,000 down on a $250,000 house. Hello.
Right. I mean, everybody involved in this thing, I put a contract on a house during that whole thing, and I thank God I did not get it.
Yeah.
And that I have my house that I can pay my mortgage in my sleep.
Yeah.
Because I watched too many friends go through this because they were McMansion crazy.
Yep. Yep. Too much money. Yada, yada, yada. This is National Dairy Month. How many people are moved by that?
Wow. There it is.
That's the highlight of the day. Congratulations if you tuned in just now to hear that one.
Most people enjoy dairy products.
Yeah.
Go get milk that's good. Don't get the milk that's cruddy, crappy milk.
Oh, I wanted cruddy, crappy milk.
Really? No, look at the nutrients on the side.
You're going to love me. I just switched to almond milk.
Almond milk.
Oh, too much water for the almonds. It takes too much water to grow the almonds.
Soy, not good for you.
About that.
No, dairy milk is best for you, Richie. Really, all the way around, it's best for you because of the ingredients in it. But I don't want people to miss Dairy Month. Cow pee grosses you out? You're not supposed to be drinking that. It's just 51 after.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Molly and Richie and I are joined by John Cremins, or he's joining us. We're joining him. We're together to review the cool inventor of the day here on Good Day. In a moment, we'll have a focus on Bruce Sventek and his lid skid here on Good Day.
All of you out there who've already signed up for Rite Aid's new Wellness Plus with Plenty card, we'd like to say thanks a million. Actually, thanks millions with an S. Because to date, Plenty members have earned millions of dollars worth of Plenty points, which can be used for savings at Rite Aid and certain Plenty partners. So get in, get your new card, and get online to finish signing up at Plenty.com. Then use your points for savings today with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at Plenty.com.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
More than 65 million people provide care for a family member or friends in need. The average caregiver gives 20 hours per week, with 13% spending 40 hours or more. One quarter of caregivers say their own health is fair or poor. If you're a caregiver, your independently owned HealthMart pharmacist salutes you and wants you to know they are there to help. From medication management to expert advice to just a friendly person to talk with, HealthMart cares about caregivers. Find your local HealthMart at healthmart.com. John Creamans, Agos Jankura, Rich McFadden, Molly Page, Doug Steffen, with a focus on our lid skid person. Agos is not a slow cooker, John, is he?
No. Oh, no. He makes great food. His brother, I told you yesterday.
I can't hear anything. Yeah. Richie, can we fix this? Or you guys, for some hour, this is...
Yeah.
Are we there?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, my brother's an amazing cook. He works in 5 and 7 star restaurants in Dubai. He's usually a musical gig, and all his buddies are the chefs and the people who work there. And he spends a lot of time with them, and he's off the chart. I mean, the stuff that he cooks is just off the chart. But a lot of slow cooking, a lot of stews, a lot of Hungarian.
What does his cooking do for your waistline?
Oh, it's crazy. You can get big fast.
Yeah.
Lovely. Yeah.
Fast. I think he gained 15 pounds just from Sunday alone.
Yeah, just there Sunday alone. Yeah.
All right, so we had the focus on this lid skid, and we have the pitch from Bruce Svantec, which we want to listen to, and then have Agos put his magic on it, things to look for or listen for or to be aware of as this fellow goes to market with lid skid.
The slow cooker is a great invention. With over 12 million units sold each year in the U.S. alone, they're great for parties and potluck dinners, and the church ladies love them. The problem is, where do you put the lid? The solution is the lid skid. It holds a lid for the slow cooker in the perfect location above the rim of the cooker. The lid skid works on all size slow cookers, new and old. The slow cooker is placed on top of the legs, weighing it down. The lid skid body runs up behind the cooker, and the upper arms project forward over the rim. With one hand, the lid is simply removed and placed on the arms. Any moisture drips back into the cooker, and the counter stays clean and organized. The lid skid folds flat and stores along the sidewall in your drawer. The lid skid makes a great gift at $19.95. You can buy it at lidskid.com. And please go to mycoolinventions.com and vote thumbs up.
All right. So this guy has already got a market, Agos, it sounds like.
Yep.
He's figured it out. What did he say he was charging? Did we say he wasn't charging
bucks.
Enough?
$20, $19.99. And we actually saw him when he was whittling them. Yeah, I think so. I think that's enough. We saw him when he was whittling them out of wood. The first time we saw him, they were wooden made, handmade in his garage. Now he's got a really sophisticated, he's got a great little product going on there. And I think, one thing I was wondering about, how many people have slow cookers? Maybe I could poll you guys. You guys, everybody got a slow cooker? Who has one? Who doesn't?
Yeah, I have absolutely. That too.
Everybody
not
has one?
I have several. But I used to.
I don't have one. So I was worried. I was just worried that, maybe there's not enough slow cookers, but I'm wrong. Because
it's
everybody,
the best thing you will ever have in your kitchen.
Everybody
should have one.
So I think it's going to be a good item. We encourage them to go to the Genesis program with a partnership with HSN, because I think it's one of those things that if it wins, he'll
get airtime. All right, you got 30 seconds to explain that to those who would be getting vetted at mycoolinventions.com.
But Genesis is a partnership with HSN, and we have a big contest that we're going to go perpetually, and the winners will appear on television, and the grand champions will be on HSN in prime time from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock on Monday nights on the Adam Freeman Show, which is their best, biggest viewed audience that they have. It's an awesome show, and it's a way to get great exposure for nothing. If you want to go and submit, go to mycoolinventions.com, submit your product, mycoolinventions.com.
If you want to vote for Mr. Svantec, you have till noontime East Coast time. Texting thumbs up or down to 22333 or voting at 888-877-0490 or at mycoolinventions.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.